You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
Chris Yelland, Energy Analyst, MD at EE Business Intelligence. Chris, good afternoon. Is this about as bad as it has been with load shedding and Eskom and the immediate future?
Yeah, certainly. We've had stage 6 load shedding once before in December 2019. So this is the same level as then, and it is the worst that we've had so far. In terms of what could come, well, let me put it this way. Before this industrial action, we had between stage two to stage four load shedding. Eskom have said that with this industrial action, there's 4,000 megawatts of generation capacity at risk. 4,000 megawatts translates to four stages of load shedding. So if we had stage two to stage four load shedding before the industrial action, we've now got an extra four stages at risk. We are facing the possibility, not definitely, but the possibility of stage six to stage eight load shedding.
And the industrial action or the anger, whether it's righteous and justified or not, is not going to go away because Eskom does not have the money to give the workers, the workforce, those that are in line for a salary increase. It doesn't have the money to give them anything like what they are demanding. So this level of industrial unrest seems possible, Chris, that it's not going to be settled in 48 hours or in 72 hours.
Yeah, unless some kind of sanity prevails, which is sometimes hard to imagine in the current circumstances. But obviously, when you are asking for a salary increase of three times the inflation rate from a company that is essentially not a going concern and relies on 60 billion or 50 billion rand a year bailout from government, has got a debt service cover ratio of 50%, which means only 50%, its debt service costs are more than double its net operating income. That means it cannot service not even half of its debt service costs from its net operating income. To ask for a salary increase of three times the inflation rate from a pretty well-paid staff is, for me, unrealistic. And Eskom have basically offered them in line with inflation, which is what government policy is all about. So this 15% salary demand is way in excess of government's own policy initiatives to try and contain wage increases at inflation.
I know that there is a figure which circulates as to the average salary of an Eskom employee, but it's very difficult to tell from that because there are so many very highly paid people in Eskom. One understands that it is a company that has rather more managers than a well-functioning utility should have. But I mean, the kind of people who are illegally on strike at the moment and who are, according to Andre de Reiter at the media briefing this morning, intimidating people who want to go to work, petrol bombing their homes and so on. Do you have any idea what that sort of lower level of Eskom employee earns, Chris?
No, look, there are a whole range of bands, different levels of employee categorization, and they all have different remuneration scales, and I guess there's also, depends also on the length of service. But you're talking about a force, a staff, a complement of like 40,000 people. So, yes, there may be a highly paid people within that 40,000, but when the average salary, the average across all 40,000 staff and workers, when that average amounts to 700,000 rand per year, that's like 12.
And that is a
60,000 rand a month. Average salary in Eskom is pretty high by South African standards, that's for sure.
And that is a figure which is not made up. It's a figure which is verifiable.
It comes straight out of their income statement. So if you go to the income statement and their financials, it shows you the staff remuneration per annum in rands. And it also shows you somewhere else the number of staff they have, you know, like 40,000 or whatever it is today. Just take that figure of staff remuneration, divide by the number of employees, and you'll get the average salary per person per year. It's about 700,000 rand, which is about 60,000 rand a month. That's the average across all 40,000. That means some people are getting much higher than that. Some people are getting lower than that, but on average it's 60,000, which is a bloody high monthly figure.
It is. It's considerably more than I earn. But anyway, look, the industrial unrest has made the problem worse, but it hasn't created the problem. The problem is there and has been there for a while. And again, you know, I don't see, Chris, you and I have had this conversation how many times, I don't see the level of urgency from government about fixing it. Why hasn't Gwede Mantashe made a statement? Why hasn't the president made a statement? Why hasn't Pravin Gordhan, whoever's in charge, why aren't these people issuing statements? Why aren't they coming on the radio? Why are they not putting themselves forward to be on television? Why are they not driving to these plants and engaging the workers personally?
Because they're politicians, highly distracted politicians. You know, we have Zondo at the moment putting a finger on a number of high-level politicians, including the Minister of Energy, Minerals and Energy. We have the Fala incident, you know, pointing a finger at the very highest level. We have the ANC elective conference coming up in December. I think politicians, being politicians, are highly distracted on the politics of South Africa, and the urgency of the electricity crisis somehow escapes them. I'm not saying that everybody in government, is distracted and doesn't understand these things, but I agree with you fully. The eye is not on the ball right now at the political level.
And I want Cyril Ramaphosa, right? He's at the G7 summit in Europe. He came home before from a previous summit at the time of the previous stage 6. I don't know if I want him to come home, but I want David Mabuza or I want Gwede Mantashe to call a media conference, and I want him to say at that media conference that the government has not regarded the Eskom situation, the power situation, with the urgency that it deserves, and to commit to within 2 weeks or a month or whatever is a realistic time frame to come up with a timetable by which things will be fixed. That's what I want.
Well, you remember the last time he was recalled from the African Union summit in Cairo to come back to South Africa. He held a media conference during stage 6 load shedding, and he announced that there would be an emergency procurement. The so-called risk mitigation IPP program was announced. It is now 2.5 years later. They haven't even placed the order after 2.5 years. And it's unlikely that the order will be placed in the next 3 months because of ongoing issues, a number of issues, including the powership issue, the legal challenges, the fact that Eskom hasn't signed power purchase agreements and doesn't want to because of the high price of gas, because of the Ukrainian war, 100 reasons. But the bottom line is that 2.5 years after it's announced, they haven't placed the orders yet, let alone delivered the goods.
Chris, thank you very much indeed. Look, it's not a terribly optimism-invoking conversation, but this is the reality. Chris Yelland, energy analyst and MD at EE Intelligence.